Mostly sunny this morning, but some cloud cover moving in this afternoon with the chance of isolated inland showers and a top of 28. Good morning, Anthony Anderson with the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. Police and firefighters on the South Coast will be cracking down on arsonists this summer. It comes after a number of fires around the state are suspected of being deliberately lit. The Rural Fire Service says firefighters in the local area will have a hard enough time combating naturally occurring fires this bushfire season without the added burden of potential firebugs. New South Wales Police Minister Mike Gallagher says there is no excuse for arson.
Whether you're a young person or an older person, there is no excuse for arson. There is no excuse for putting other people, their properties, and indeed our firefighters at risk.
There's calls for our federal member to push a bill through the Senate banning illegally logged timber. The need for the illegal logging prohibition bill was highlighted last week with the closure of Batemans Bay sawmill Boral Timber. The Construction, Forestry, Mining, Energy Union is calling on Eden Monaro member Mike Kelly to fight for this bill to save what has been labelled an unsustainable industry. You might have noticed some bright colours in the surf yesterday. It's no cause for alarm. Surf lifesaving clubs on the South Coast were participating in Rip Current Awareness Day. Crews at Batemans Bay, Browley Surf and Tathra clubs participated in releasing fluorescent dyes into the water. Melissa Jones explains why.
It's part of a safety campaign to show swimmers how rips form and their potential dangers. Figures show rip currents are the number one cause of coastal drownings, with thousands of swimmers a year getting themselves in trouble at the beach. Sadly, a large number drown. Surf Life Saving hopes by educating people on how to avoid a rip, the death toll may significantly drop this year. Melissa Jones reporting.
There are fears young people on the South Coast could have dangerously high lead levels in their blood. Local parents doing home renovations on pre-1970s houses are putting their children most at risk. It's also claimed doctors in the region are relying on obsolete guidelines relating to lead levels, meaning many cases are going undetected. And Mogo Zoo's latest giraffe has settled in over the weekend after spending 24 hours on the back of a truck last week. 10-year-old pure Rothschild giraffe Tansy was driven more than 800 kilometres over Thursday and Friday last week from Melbourne Zoo to her new home in Mogo. General Manager at Mogo Zoo, John Appleby, says she's getting on very well with her younger sister, Shani.
Amazingly, they just gelled straight away. Within minutes, we're communicating very well and very much up close and personal with each other. Our big male, Juma, he wasn't quite as interested. He sort of thought, she's quite a bit bigger than my previous girlfriend, so I'm going to just go over here and just err on the side of caution. We couldn't be happy with the progress and just how well they've settled in together. So they're all on the open savannah together today. She'll enjoy that big open space.
And for more local news, head to eastcoastradio.com. Now to local sport, here's Tony McGay.
The epic race that stops a nation at Flemington tomorrow sees Maruya, Canberra and Kembla race clubs accommodate bumper crowds of southeastern and Illawarra racegoers and party planners. The traditional Melbourne Cup Day functions, sweeps and calcuttas have been planned for weeks at regional clubs and pubs as local sport plays a minor role. Maruya has just five races in limited numbers because 16 tracks racing statewide and five southeastern meets stretch the resources for trainers, horses and jockeys. Meanwhile, in local cricket, Tafra, the 1 and 2 day champions, are just as dominant in 2020. They didn't lose a wicket beating Pambula, while Eden edged Bega. The Prestige Men of League Group has a bowling day at Club Sapphire in Merimbula on Sunday. Locals bowls directors, Tafra's James Reynolds and Merimbula's Michael Wilkes, have made the country team to play upcoming reps at Sydney's Cabramatta Club. That's local sport. I'm Tony McGay.